Well, you know, I think I may surprise you there. Don't settle for three when you can get seven. Ohio State ended up kicking a bunch of field goals early in the game, and you know, you don't want to put yourself in position for a potentially horrendous call from SEC officiating center in Birmingham, Alabama, to put your feet to the fire. You know, Clemson came back and you made the adjustments that they needed to, but you know, you're going to always be left wondering what would have happened if you know, replay didn't buzz in and change a play. But I think it ultimately starts with Ohio State having an opportunity to be up 28-24 early in the game, only being up 16-0, and you know, you best take your best shot at the champs when you get the opportunity. And Ohio State, you know, was playing really well, but couldn't put enough distance.
Totally agree. I wonder what the fan base is stuck on. Are they stuck on the calls?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, over at Buckeye Grove on our message board community, you know, a lot of conversation about it. You know, of course, they gravitated toward, you know, there have been a lot of NFL-type officials and officiating supervisors on the collegiate level who've come out and voiced their displeasure with the way that the replay was implemented there. And you know, I don't think anybody sees this as a baseball game under protest where, you know, that anybody's going to rule that we're going to just go back out to Scottsdale and do it all over again. But you know, there are a lot of people who are upset about it.
For you, what was worse, the overturned scoop and score or the targeting?
You know, I think at the moment the targeting was, but you know, honestly, after really having the opportunity to look at it, you know, they correctly enforced a horribly written rule in the targeting. The scoop and score, by far, you know, once you have the clarity of really looking through things, was much worse, just because, you know, 3.5 steps. I don't care about this football move. We got rid of 1-2 football move a long time ago with implementing what a collegiate catch is. You know, I just think that one was a very wide variance from A, what the rule is written, and B, the spirit of the rule.
Back to the way Day approached the beginning of the game. Had you seen any of that during the regular season? There weren't a lot of close games, but, you know, moments where he didn't put the foot on the throat?
You know, I think that it was a little different. I'm not quite ready to say that he tightened up. I mean, I could say when Ohio State didn't go for two after the Chris Olave touchdown early in the fourth quarter, when they were only up 23-21, instead of making, you know, potentially a 3-point margin, that may have been a tight position. When you're in the midst of it, though, I think it's hard to sit there and say that you know, they were doing things particularly wrong, because they were dominating the game so much at that point. You just figured, well, they're just going to get back into the opportunity. And it, ultimately, when you look at the targeting call on Sean Wade, that really changed the complexion of a lot of things. I mean, Ohio State was up 16-0, was supposed to be getting the ball back with 5 minutes left in the half, and then, you know, everything really changed at that point. Yeah, I think we'll look back at some things and be like, you know, that was a little out of character for what they were doing. But, you know, I think that some of the decisions they made was just maybe out of respect for playing a great opponent in terms of Clemson, and not wanting to put yourself in, you know, in some awkward positions.
Kevin Noone is with us, covers Ohio State, BuckeyeGrove.com. I saw that the AD, Gene Smith, didn't hold back. Did you see these comments he gave to Pete Thamel about, said, feel free to share how pissed off I am about the calls?
Yeah, exactly. I walked down to the field with about 5 minutes to go, so when Ohio State was still, you know, I was down near Gene Smith when Ohio State was driving, and I could tell that it was some tense moments, and I could tell he was upset with what was going on there. I also kind of got the wave away, like, you know, normally I would talk to you, but I don't want to talk to you right now at this moment. He certainly was quite upset, and, you know, justifiably so.